Good evening. You are listening to WMBR, Cambridge, 88.1 FM. Right now, you're listening to the Phoning It In radio program. And tonight, over the phone from the cake shop in New York City, are June Madrona, who are actually from Portland, Oregon. Are you guys there?
Hello, how's it going? We're at the cake shop in New York City. My name's Ross, and wait just a second.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
Hello, Micah.
And that's, we're June Madrona.
The gang's all here.
Yeah, we're all here.
Great. Do you want to say anything about June Madrona?
Sure. We are a band from Olympia, Washington. He asked what if I wanted to say anything about us. So I guess I would just say that we're from Olympia, which is a small town on the West Coast between Portland and Seattle. There's about 40,000 people that live there. It's by a bay. And there's lots of woods and lots of bands. And we are currently in the midst of a 110-day tour of the United States in Europe. And we just got back to the United States the day before yesterday, and so we're all still a little jet-laggy. We woke up pretty early today, but the first day we woke up and the sky was like kind of just starting to get light outside, and after a while, I was like, hey, are you guys awake? And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, we're awake. And we were kind of like, let's go watch the sunrise. So we just like went out and watched the sunrise. So it's been kind of interesting readjusting to the time zones.
Yeah, are you going to be done by like 8 tonight?
Yeah, it'll be pretty crazy. I tried to nap a little bit. Do you guys have anything you'd like to say? No, okay, that's all we have to say. Now we're just going to play some music for you.
Great.
And this first number is called The Football Dream. And, here goes. I'm going to sit down the phone.
Oh. over the walls of the stadium. In the sky, I see a football tumbling. Over the walls of the stadium.
Hey.
Hi.
Is anything being amplified on your end?
No, not at all. It's all acoustic.
What is it against melodica, guitar, and...
And a flute.
And a flute. Okay, maybe... I guess there's no way to turn up an acoustic guitar.
You want the guitar a little closer to the phone?
Yeah, the guitar a little closer and maybe the melodica slightly farther away.
All right.
Except during the solos, you know.
Sounds good. All right. Well, do you want to hear another song?
Please.
I'm supposed to tell a quick story because Ross is tuning right now.
All right.
We have lots of different tunings and only one guitar, so this is a regular part of the set. Unfortunately, though, Ross is usually the storyteller, and nothing is coming to mind to me right now. And he's usually... What? Why are pirates pirates?
Why?
Because they are. That was a Danielle joke. I'm sorry about that. You all ready? All right. This song is called Grandpa Frank.
Rocking horse, and he built me my first time I saw him pull the butterfly out of that web, lay her in a shady place at night. Oh, my mom didn't believe me when I told her, but I swear that I'm right.
Sounded good.
Great, thanks.
So, do you want to say anything about Bicycle Records?
About Bicycle Records? Well, this is Micah. Ross co-runs Bicycle Records with our friend Bob, and it's just a little label out of Olympia that has a lot of other great bands that sound kind of like us. A lot of bands that like to play acoustically and house shows and that sort of thing.
It's a good label.
Can you say it again?
I said it's a good label.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on it. It's helped us out a lot. It's been good. So Ross is tuning up right now for another song, which will be... What song are we going to play next, Ross? California Highways. Another quiet one. All good?
Make sure I'm right.
Almost.
So, how was Europe?
Oh man, it was great. You know, it's pretty amazing how much other countries support music a whole lot more, it seems. Just, not just, you know, the governments, but also just people in general, especially France and Germany. We had so many amazing shows there.
Yeah, I've heard that people are much more willing to come out just to go out and see a band they've never seen.
Yeah. We had that experience over and over and over again. So I think the alcohol culture helps, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need to be 18 to drink, and sometimes not even then, because they're not really card. So, you know, a kid can come to a show if they want to. So I think that helps a lot. All right, we're all tuned up. Here's the song. Just candles for light
and bodies for ease. Then a man who looked like he had no other place to go sang a song about standing on a mountain while the canyon burned below. Oh, and I wonder what life would be like with no bills to pay. And I think how I'd like to burn down the city from here to L.A.
Somebody's clapping in the cafe. It's okay, you can clap.
Are you sort of playing for other people, or are you sequestered
in
the corner?
Well, kind of. I'll explain to you what's going on here. We're playing a show tonight in about an hour with Huffis and Miwa at a cake shop in New York City.
What's that? Oh, yeah, we'll do another song. What else did we say we were going to do? Why don't you guys decide and pick one really quick?
And so there, in the back of the cake shop, there's a record store, and Greg, the owner, is letting us use his phone. And so we're kind of like in this record store in the back of this cafe on top of an all-ages venue. There's a lot of stuff going on in this building. And then there's like a little kind of shower curtain-looking thing that's sort of separating us. It's sort of see-through, though, so people can see us playing. But, let's do that song. Okay. So people can kind of hear us, but we're also slightly separated. Dun 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 dun. This is an uncomfortable silence.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to play the song.
Oh, we are going to play a song. I just have to tune and stuff.
Oh, no
maybe
problem.
I can get somebody to tell you the story about the Scottish soccer players in Paris. Okay, go.
Hey, it's Micah. So, yeah, on our, fourth day in Paris, we were just kind of walking around and checking out the city, trying to see, you know, what all the hype is about, you know, Paris, a lot of tourists go there. And after about 10 minutes, we started to realize that there were Scotsmen everywhere, all these big men in kilts just wandering around the town, drinking tons and tons of alcohol and playing football in the parks and all that. And so we had like a good time just kind of hanging out, watching them. But then later that night after our show on the way back, turns out they were all there for the football game, which they had won, so they were really happy. So they were yelling at us, play us a song, play us a song. So we all got huddled into the cafe and played a few songs for them and had them do a little dance along with us, which was pretty amazing. But unfortunately, I don't think we got footage of that.
That sounds great.
Or maybe a picture or two. Here's Russ.
So this particular song, we're not going to play it right now because it has some dance moves, and we can't really teach people dance moves over the telephone. But anyway, so we have this song with dance moves, and we're teaching the dance moves to all these Scotsmen, and they're doing it along with us. And then all of a sudden, in the back of the bar, this guy yells out, "You don't need to use sign language. We speak English here." It's really funny. So yeah, that was our experience with the Scotsman. Anyway, so we have another song we're going to play for you, and it's called Long Distance, and it's about long-distance relationships. And okay, I'm going to sit down the phone again.
Sorry, I'm not sure we have time for another song, unfortunately.
Oh, perfect.
because then I can... Okay, great. Do you have any questions?
Well, you might as well tell people, I think, all the songs that you just played were off your latest album, right?
Oh, let me think. Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, they sure were. That wasn't intentional. But, yep, they're all off our latest album. It's called Battlegrounds. And you can get it at bicyclerecords.com if you want to buy it. There's also some... You can just listen to it, the songs. Most of the songs there. Oh, and some, like, iTunes and stuff. Yeah, and if you live in anywhere on the West Coast or in the South or on the East Coast, we might be playing in your town. We're not going up north, unfortunately. We're not making it to Boston, but we're playing all up and down the East Coast and across the South and up the West Coast over the course of the next month. And that's you can find out those dates on our MySpace page, which is just... /June, like the month, J-U-N-E, Madrona, M-A-D-R-O-N-A. And feel free to, you know, if you want to email us and if you have any questions about the songs or if you want any relationship advice, you know, really anything, please feel free to contact us.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for playing. This has been great.
Yeah, you're really welcome. Thanks so much for having us, Madhav. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good luck with the rest of tour.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right.
Yep, take care.
You too.
Bye.